Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 77, Episode 2 of Der Daily Zeitgeist! Yeah! Podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially, off the top, fuck Coke Industries.
Welcome.
It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. You could stand me up at the O'Brien. Well, I won't jack down. I won't jack. Hey, Daily Zeitgeist. There ain't no easy gray out. All right. That's plenty of that.
Oh, my God.
That
I've
is courtesy
never
of Hammock
when...
Swing. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Because you're my Zeitgeist. And I'm your Miles Gray. Whenever you reach for me, I'll hot take all I can.
Woo!
And whatever this next line is.
Okay, anyway, so thank you to at Antilinguist MD for that Celine Dion.
The greatest singer in the world.
The greatest singer. For that one. My she favorite. Had a concert last week and I missed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the Ace.
Yeah.
Because.
Damn, that's a pretty intimate environment.
Yeah. For, I think it was the Ace, whatever that. Don't they have a theater there?
Intimate venue for one Celine
for
Dion.
One of the greatest singer in the world?
Yeah. In the world?
Take a canoe. Take a canoe. Go to them. If you haven't seen Celine Dion talking about Hurricane Katrina, go do yourself a favor and look up that YouTube clip on YouTube clip. I say YouTube clue.
Okay. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian and podcast host, Sophia Alexandra.
Welcome back.
I wanted to make sure that you had a chance. It seemed like you were going to comment on how good my singing was.
Yeah, I was just going to say I've never heard you really break down.
Right.
And it was really something.
Oh, you mean before the show when he was sobbing?
Yes. And I also was going to say it's probably because you're wearing a V-neck today.
Yeah.
And usually
yeah.
you're real buttoned up. Last
right.
time I got business Jack.
This is V-neck right? Jack.
This is V-neck Jack.
V-neck
he is
Jack.
Loose. He's Woo! Hitting falsettos.
That's
you
right.
don't
Jack
even
down.
Know. You don't even Jacking know what deep V-neck Jack is capable
deep,
of.
It's not deep. All right, I used to rock. I have to just
for someone who actually made the terrible mistake of rocking deep V's in 2006-07.
Like trying to get down to the navel?
Oh, yo, because okay. American Apparel had that shit, and yeah. I thought that was the way.
I'm not saying that there isn't a deeper V, but when you can see like an inch and a half of chest hair, that's a deep V.
That's also, I have high chest hair.
Yes, high low T, high chest hair.
Where are your
hair.
Nipples? My chest like hair. An inch under your shoulders?
That's what he's asking.
I have a very weird body under here.
I would love some fan art of Jack's body based on this discussion. Get
please,
on it, Zyde Gang.
High chest hair, shoulder nipples.
Yep.
And just sweat.
Yep. A lot of sweat.
Deep V.
Oh,
deep
it's also a great color of deep V for my sweat stains to come through. So look out for the picture on Insta, folks.
What do you think of the deep
Stop
V?
Stop thirst trapping everybody, okay?
Like, ladies.
Come on. Let people
I know.
Live their lives.
They're like, did you hang that hurt? Oh, never mind. I fucked that whole joke up. Never mind.
I'll come back tomorrow. It'll still be good.
Let me write that one out. I'm coming off the cuff. I have a question, though. Deep V's. What do you think when you see somebody in the year of our Lord 2019 rocking the deep ass V? That isn't all muscle bound.
I for sure think that you're like a fuck boy.
Yeah.
That like Guilty tries to charged. Pretend to be artsy.
That's right? That's on brand for me.
Yep, there
your
I
local
am.
Local fuck boy.
No. Miles, you're not
no,
that deep.
I'm talking.
In
no,
V,
no.
Okay?
I'll show you when we get off mic. I used to rock the American Apparel fucking deep V.
I could kind of picture that, and also I could picture you in tank tops. Were you ever big into tank tops?
Nah.
I feel like that's the stage you're going to get into.
Oh, yeah. What's this summer? Summer 19 is tank top season.
Tank top Miles.
Yep.
All right.
Watch for that on Insta.
Yeah.
He be thirst trapping,
thirst
too.
Thirst trapping.
We are going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment, Sophia. But first, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about something that is in the news today, the rude robocall I got earlier from...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
The show is becoming your
it's just
grievance
me, my
platform.
Soapbox, my place to complain about kids these days.
That V is a little too deep, right? He's just getting
it's too loose.
Wait to hear the next story he's going to talk about. he's like, Eric Merchant, loser? I don't know. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Next up, my neighbor who, all right, we're going to talk about MMT, which is a acronym for Modern Monetary Theory, maybe?
Say that with such confidence.
I know. I'm an expert on it, so I'm going to explain it to you. We're going to talk about Herman Cain. Yes, that Herman Cain. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Reichstag Barbie going away.
Yeah.
And Dunning-Kruger effect, which is one of our favorite topics here on Der Daily Zeitgeist. But first, Sophia, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Well, I just was searching Alvin Ailey because I went to see Alvin Ailey Dance Company mm-hmm. with my mom this weekend. So I was just like reading up on it and looking at cool pictures. Do yourself a favor next time they're in town. You should go see them. Alvin Ailey is like this black choreographer that started the Alvin Ailey Dance Company that's like primarily black, and they do incredible work. They're like, I see dance all the time and they're like the best. And every time they come to town, I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, I go into like crazy Google mode. So
what did you see?
Recommend.
What did Alvin Ailey do? Or rather the dance theater?
It's a collection.
He passed away like in the 80s.
Yeah, he's not the choreographer anymore,
right,
but they
right.
still do some of the pieces. Like they do revelations every time they come,
okay.
which is like really beautiful. And
favorite book of the Bible.
I mean, yeah, I stand hard for Revelations.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man, Revelations.
And then they did other stuff that's like that was like new from the last time I saw them.
Oh, nice.
That's just like pieces.
Oh, so this is regular. You said the last time. So you...
Yeah, I go every year.
Oh, nice.
This is like now at least 5 years ago.
Were you a dancer?
I
you
did.
Just love
used
dance?
To dance.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Not nearly as good. I was very average at it.
Like, what are we talking here?
Like, I did ballet forever, and I was, like, solidly average at it, and then I was trying to figure out the other day, I was like, why was I so into, like, going and doing something that I knew I was not good at? Because
right.
I didn't do that with anything else. If I was bad at something, I was like, fuck this.
Right.
But then I realized it was because I'm bi, and that was the place where I saw all these other girls, and they would always change and be in leotards, and I was like, of course.
That's why.
I was like, because
I put my ego
gay
aside.
As hell. That's what happened. I'm like, yeah, I will put my ego side to see some titties. I will do that. You know, I'm a very big person.
You have that tatted, I think, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my ego side?
My back piece, you've seen it.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yep. Thought I knew that phrase from somewhere.
It is huge. It is impressive.
Yeah, I'm committed.
What is something you think is overrated?
Coachella.
Mm.
Whoa.
I know, right?
You burnt Coachella.
Wow, canceled.
No one else has ever said that. But the reason I brought that up is because I would rather uplift something, which I think is better. Coachella, which my friend Dave Rankin, who is a comic who has been on, who's done our podcast, Private Parts Unknown.
Okay.
He does this thing every year where he'll turn on the live feed from Coachella and he'll have like a different room of his house or his apartment playing different stages. So then you just like get high and drunk and hang out and eat with your friends and dance in the living room while going room to room.
Got you. I thought you were, for a second, I thought you said Coachella, and I was like, it's a like, bovine music festival.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, Coachella, I've done that a few times.
Yeah. It's so fun.
It's actually, I like that he respects the different stages in his different rooms. Normally, I'm just on the YouTube thing because it's always usually on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what it is.
I'm like, oh, they're on. Let's see what's up. And then I like watch 2 seconds and I get all mad because I'm not there.
Like, that's not right.
Well, because I like, you know, when you see live shows, sometimes bands will really do longer versions of songs. And right. I think that's like the cool part of like seeing a band live. And that's like usually when my FOMO kicks in. I'm like, oh, they're doing a version that I've not heard.
Right. Like, have you heard the 17-minute long version of Trippin' Billy's that Dave Matthews does?
Oh, my God. Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
You read my mind. That's my other tattoo.
Yeah. Well, no.
Just the fire dancer?
There's one. There's an 8-minute drum solo in So Much to Say. Another day of great Dave Matthews track in the Live at Red Rocks one. That's amazing. Oh, no, the Gorge. The Gorge, I'm sorry.
Wait, so what did you say? You didn't say Coachella. You said
Coachella. Coachella.
Ella.
Yeah.
Ella. That sounds fun. I thought you were talking about Stagecoach, the country.
You're both right. It is a Stagecoach, and the performers are all bovines.
Yeah.
It's an amazing festival. Very hard to get booked on.
Yeah.
Very, very hard.
Unless you're shooting a star.
You have to turn Beyonce down because she's clearly not a bovine. So.
Right. Yeah.
That's, can't break any rules.
Solange, I read that she just had to cancel her Coachella.
Yeah.
Performance.
It really hurt.
Did she really?
Yeah, because like some production elements weren't coming together in time.
Oh shit!
Which
damn Coachella
sucks because that new album is really good.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe my favorite one of hers so far.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, she just gets better and better. And for someone who has to live in the most gigantic shadow ever, you're like, wow,
fuck.
Way to keep your head on.
You'd be like, yeah, I don't get to share this world with you. I'll just go live somewhere else.
She's pushing through. She's a testament to the creative spirit.
Seriously.
And not living comparatively, you know what I mean? Because I think that's the trap anyone would fall into when your sister is Beyonce.
Maybe the song I'm a Survivor is really based on Solange's experience.
You think she ghost wrote it for her?
Yes.
Beyonce wrote it for her to not get too down.
Yeah, is there?
Exactly. She's like, listen to this when you get down. Yeah. She's like, can I be in the video?
No.
No!
I made this cool camo outfit. Get it off that camo mini
She's
skirt.
Like, actually, our mom made those and she only made 3.
Is there an equivalent where, like, somebody's sibling? I mean, like, Janet Jackson kind of went, I remember that was kind of strange when she started coming up and had, like, that really dope artistic period in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Rhythm Nation, you know how to do a thing. Who else?
The Wright Brothers, you know how we were always like, that one is super hot, the other one's trash.
Orville.
Yeah.
Dude, Orville's
canceled.
Always
fucking talking about it.
Yeah. I think we canceled Orville, right? I think.
I guess the
Pet Boys,
Manny
obviously.
Moe and Jack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Bush Brothers. Everyone was like, Jeb is going to be a powerhouse.
The Bushwhackers.
Right.
The WWF wrestling tag team.
Yep.
All right. And this has drifted into nonsense. But I'm trying to think of anybody. Yeah. It's usually kids, too. Like, kids of athletes, I think, really have a tough time. Like, the siblings one, I think they, like, you already naturally grow up with that rivalry that you might be able to turn that into, like, a healthy thing. But I, like... You know, sons like Michael Jordan's son,
right?
Who was like trying to play basketball. And I'm like, this ain't it. You know, this ain't it. Like, you shouldn't even like. I get it.
Right? Yeah.
You look up and you're like, oh, I could probably
I'm the best
do that.
Coach in the world.
But no, not really.
Yeah, this would be like if his brother Larry Jordan like came into the league and started like balling and like playing like a really artistically beautiful but less dominant form of basketball.
Aww.
That would be dope.
I want to see that form of basketball.
Where is Larry Jordan?
He's like 6 foot, maybe.
Yeah, he's like 5'11".
Yeah, he's not a tall guy.
But he puts like lifts in his shoes when it's time to do it.
Just be like, motherfucker,
he's 5'7".
Are you kidding me?
He's always in a Hummer. Just never gets down off of it. He's like, I'm very tall and
manly. I would come down, but it's better. I'm just going to stay up here.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Ugh. What did you just come up with?
Oh, what's that show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. A myth is that a show called Married at First Sight is not good. But guess what?
Is it good?
It is good.
What? I need a new garbage TV show.
Please get into
it. And 2 weeks ago I said, I'm trying to watch less garbage TV show.
No.
But I've learned to sort of categorize the garbage I watch. Like if it's too much like aggro, like screaming, I cut that shit out.
No, I don't watch any
of
that.
If it's a mess.
Bad for the soul.
Yeah.
If it's a mess though, that I can just look at and be like, yes.
This is a delightful.
This is a mess.
Delicious mess.
Yeah, that I'm all on board. So,
and it just wrapped its last season and they're about to do the reunion show, I think.
What is the show exactly? It's okay, people, are these like people who are forced into marriage and then they're like, y'all trying to get married or?
So it's like they screen all these people who like apply to the marriage, and by they I mean a panel of experts.
Okay.
Snatch. And they
wait,
they
really
choose...
a panel of experts or a panel of reality TV?
It's people
producers.
Like Sophia, I mean, and I. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I think they would be good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
that
us.
Would be hilarious.
Yeah, it's us just being like, I don't know, they look cute together.
I know, put their pictures together. Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
I ship them.
Well,
I can
picture them kissing.
But it is like
it's
psychologists.
A panel of experts,
stuff, right?
Yeah, psychologists okay. and stuff like that. And then they match two people together, and then the two people don't see each other until literally the wedding day when, like, she walks down the aisle, and that's the first time they see each other. And then they get married, and then they have, like, 3 months to figure out if they want to stay together or get a divorce.
Oh, so the show is
them? And
they
tell to each other's face whether they're going to stay together or get a divorce in front of everybody on camera.
Do they do it,
at
like,
once,
on three?
Like, one, two,
no,
three,
no, one goes first, and the other one goes second.
Oh.
And you can kind of see on the face.
Is there, like an envelope or something to make it
no,
more concrete?
No, oh, envelope. Just... It's worse. They just look in your eyes, and they're like,
I want to get divorced.
After everything that right. you've been through, Miles. I want to get a divorce.
And do they
like,
ever
Miles
change
and how
their
do you
vote?
Feel? And I'd be like, I want to stay together.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Oh, yeah, 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 I mean, yeah. Sometimes that happens.
You're not allowed to change your vote?
You can't change your vote, but sometimes they'll show footage after where they're like sitting
they
around and they're
out.
Like, what do you guys, well, like, what? They're talking to each other and they're like, what do you think? Or whatever. Like, no, I still want a divorce. All right, cool. Right.
Sorry,
but like, bad. I can't imagine that somebody would willingly, after somebody was like, I want a divorce, you'd be like, oh, I wanted to stay.
Yes,
together.
Some people, yeah, really hopeful.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to tune in for that.
So what is
absolute
the
disaster?
What is the alcohol consumption below the surface of this show?
Well, actually, what I loved is... the most messy, ridiculous couple from this past season, he kept accusing her of drinking too much. And she's like, you told me after you kissed me that you felt dead inside and that you were disgusted. She's like, yeah, my drinking's kind of taking it up a couple notches. And then after that, it turned out that they'd been having sex this whole time, but in secret because he wouldn't let her tell anybody.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then she was like, I don't know. Maybe Luke is the one. And I'm like, no, Luke is not the one.
Jeez. Luke is
not. But in the
not...
end, she did not choose him.
Good, good.
Anyway, I do feel like that is the show. Unwritten subtext of most reality shows is like, everybody is drunk.
Yeah, who's drinking?
Yeah, right. Who's drinking? And why is that person getting like steadily
Unless...
drunk over the course of
right.
the show?
This isn't that kind of show.
It's
right.
not.
It's just...
Yeah, because it's over time.
Yeah.
So it's a little more
it's...
scientific.
It's also enough of a pressure cooker on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're just living with a stranger on camera.
Just like 90
right.
day.
Yeah.
And then the people that they give you to talk to are like a psychologist and I think a priest or like a spiritual advisor, they call him. And it's just a little bit. What?
Is it Ianla?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Fix my life.
Beloved.
Yeah, no, it's not her, but it's a dude who's really nice.
Okay. All right. I'm checking that out because I need more trash to put on the pile.
All right. Well, I'm glad we have debunked that myth, everybody. Your worldview has been changed.
Yep.
I got a robocall today, guys, and I also listened to an episode of Reply All last night that was about robocalls, or not robocalls, I guess it's just like spam calls.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about this.
What happened exactly that you just came in and you're like, we got to talk about it. You're like, do you get these scam calls? I'm like,
I wanted to talk about it before. And then I got this call, which I normally would have screened, but I picked it up because I was like, let's see, like maybe this will provide some additional data.
You were inspired by the podcast to actually
pick it up.
Entertain this call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so today I said, hey guys, I've told you that I've like want to be put on a list that it like says no call or like taken off the list or whatever. And he said, I thought I told you to shut your mouth, bitch. And then hung up on me.
And
this
I want to be friends with that person.
I do too. I like looked at, I started like Googling because they said
that is bold as
hell. He said they were from the home center or something. Shit. Yeah, the home center. And I immediately started Googling, not because I wanted to get him in trouble, but because I wanted to like talk to him further and be like, yo,
what's up?
Yeah, that is amazing.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe you should call back and be like, I was actually being helped by someone. Maybe you can check the logs to see who it was that called me.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm actually interested, but I only want to talk to that guy.
I mean, I get it, man. Working in a call center is fucking terrible. Yeah. Like, I tried it for a second. Sure. It's not good.
But it's funny that you were so sweet. You're like actually trying to be nice, and he's like, I thought I told your bitch ass to shut the fuck up.
Oh, I could use a nice warm glass to shut the hell up.
He thought he was going to neg me into being like, okay, fine, I'll go. I'll pay you.
Damn, now that you showed me his boss, I am interested in the home center.
Okay, fine, here's my credit card info. Like,
I guess I could take the existing solar panels off my house and put new ones on.
But do you get the spam calls that are like from the same person over and over again?
Yeah,
the same answer?
Oh, yeah. I have the same one.
I never make it far enough to know who they are. I just hang up immediately and block that number until
when I get scam likely shows up, I'm sorry, boop, rejected off the rip.
Right.
If the part they get me is when they do it in your native area code, and then I start thinking, oh, it's someone in the valley. All right, maybe
like,
the homie.
310, this is probably somebody.
And then somebody's like, hi, are you the homeowner? And I'm like, I literally go, fuck off. And I just hang up. But I'm sure, like, when you're dealing with that, A, you're probably being paid shit.
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with not people as polite as Jack being like, I believe I'm on some kind of a list. Probably people being like, don't fucking call me, I'm gonna fucking find you type shit.
Right.
You know, you work on commission.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Probably when you're not making any money, when you're not making any money, you're like so angry. And then Jack was maybe his last chance for it to make money that night. So he was like,
so in a way,
fuck you, bitch ass.
We should put a GoFundMe together for this man.
I think we should all find him, befriend him, make him our hero.
I think they're like keeping me on the list as like a prank or something, because every time I say the same thing. And I went and like did research on what you're supposed to do. And they're like, don't immediately hang up. Don't engage with the telemarketer in any way, which, big mistake. I've been being like, I'm like on the fence about this product.
And they're like, oh, are you on the fence about having balls?
I'm right. No, I just say I don't want to be, don't get irrationally angry. Don't give up mid-conversation and hang up, because they'll be like, oh, I believe we were disconnected. And they said, the only thing you can do is please put me on your do not call list. And can you put me on your do not call list? Or don't say, can you put me on your do not call list? Or I don't want to get these calls, which maybe I need to say those specific words. Please put me on your do not call list. Those are like the magic words that are supposed to legally like get you blocked from their list. But I have a feeling that they are willfully fucking with me, because like I've made my intent very clear. Like, I would really appreciate it if you put me on the do not call list. And they're just like getting more aggro.
Oh, hell,
they're like, don't ask us nicely. Say the magic code word.
Right.
They start calling you at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Fuck with you.
Super.
Hey, Jack, did you wake up, little biatch?
Super producer Nick Stump was saying that he had a telemarketing call that like halfway through the guy started like imitating his accent. And, like started like mocking him,
what
basically.
Accent? So through the mic, you did not hear it, but Super Producer Nick Stump said he was started speaking Spanish to the person on the call, and then the person started making fun of his Spanish.
Right.
Wow.
Which, by the way, totally deserved.
Yeah.
Nick trying to pull up with his Spanish skills. I mean, come on.
¿Dónde está biblioteca? Like, get out of here, Nick.
He's like, yo, this is not what that call is,
When Nick speaks Spanish, he speaks in the exact same voice as the guy from the Spanish language tapes.
Right.
Perdóname, ¿dónde está el Biblia?
Unidad tres, etapa dos. There was this joke, man, this is a joke for like three people who I went to high school with, but there was the Spanish language CD in class used to skip. So it would be like, unidad uno, etapa dos. Shout out to Danny and Ben for that one.
Sounds like a sick remix, man.
Yo, hey, man.
If you did not shout remix when that shit happened, you were not a teenager.
Yo, hit him with the horns, Nick, real quick. Remix!
Wow, double bomb drop.
Nice, really hit him committed to it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back, and we're going to talk about something called modern monetary theory right now, which I didn't know about prior to today, and I think that is an indicator of me not paying enough attention to the market, economics. But yeah, so the idea, MMT is sort of this macroeconomic theory that has proponents that it's like a weird cross-section. It's like AOC, Bernie, and then a lot of like bankers on Wall Street and like economic theorists, like really like advanced economic theorists, all stand for this theory. And the idea is basically that the government can spend more than we think, and that like the idea that deficits lead to runaway inflation is like it happens if you have an unhealthy economy, but if every dollar you spend is going into making your country a better place to like work and produce wealth, then you should spend that dollar, basically. I think I'm getting that right. So basically, instead of there being like a balanced ledger that we should all be aiming for when the government is spending money on like government programs, and one of the things that they advocate for is full employment, like everybody who is capable of employment is like has a job, essentially. And so the government should invest until that happens. A lot of economic theorists like look at it like, okay, well, we have to have a balanced ledger, like the government is a household. And so the amount of tax dollars we take in has to equal out to the amount of dollars that's being spent by the government. And MMT advocates basically say, no, it's actually the amount of money we spend just can't lead to runaway inflation. So like just keep an eye on inflation. And that's the only thing you need to like the idea that there's like needs to be a balanced ledger kind of fundamentally misunderstands what
like how
the government
spend
is.
Works.
Yeah, because like the government is not a economic entity. Like the government prints its own money. That's a fundamental difference. They can print more money if they want to. And the only thing that should stop them from printing more money is if they are worried about inflation. But otherwise, like they should just be creating programs and creating money to stimulate growth.
But then, so at what point does the deficit actually become a bad thing? Because we just see it growing and growing. So is this saying, look, don't worry about what the bill looks like because it's being spent correctly?
Yeah, basically.
Well, I wonder if right now we're actually, that deficit is actually being spent in a way that's beneficial to the country, right?
The theorist Stephanie Kelton said that it's not that deficits don't matter. It's that they're not, deficits are not a sign of excessive spending or a forerunner of inflation, but they can be too big. So it's just like basically changing the yardstick that you use to judge. Like you shouldn't, once you're not like fully coming up in the black on the like government ledger, you shouldn't start panicking. It's more using inflation as the yardstick that you use to measure whether your deficit is getting too big.
I should tell that to my credit card company.
They point to the last seven biggest American depressions or downturns going back 200 years were all preceded by government surpluses. Mm-hmm. So basically, they're saying that if the government is running a surplus, then you're kind of fucking with the economy because you're not spending enough and you need to actually like spend to create a healthy society.
Has Trump advocated for this theory yet?
He has not.
I feel like, because right, this is sort of kind of the way we look at it, or at least the like the way the government spends money is like our every dollar we give in taxes is the budget that the government has to spend money, when really they're looking at it as like, okay, what's the budget? This is what we're going to spend. This is what we got in taxes. Here's the difference. Keep it moving.
Right. And
that may have been overly simplistic, but that, I think that's the thing that stuck out to me the most is this model that we, or I was used to looking at it because I'm not an economist or economist.
Right.
As it's pronounced among the great magazine. but that was sort of the model, but this is that modern shit.
Right. Basically, as long as there's, you know, companies and people and actors within the economy there to absorb the government expenditure and like spend the money and use it and like
to keep it moving rather
than
like
moving,
over watering a plant whose cup runneth over, then you get inflation.
That's what you have to look out for.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just on the phone with Paul Krugman this week. This is something we were talking about.
What did Paul say?
Well, and that's what I told when I called Chase Bank. I was like, look, bro, this deficit I have with y'all is not an indicator of me runaway spending, actually. And I think we need to change our yardstick.
Right.
For how we look at this.
They still hit you with those overdraft fees, though, huh?
Yeah, but you know.
You gotta give it a shot.
I told him, this is all fake. You know what I mean? It's all in the ether, baby.
But it is true that like sometimes when you get like financial advice, even on like a personal level, you know, you like start thinking of that as an absolute until it doesn't even serve you anymore. Like in the beginning, people are like, when you're starting out, they're like, don't have a debit card, you know, when you're really young. They're mm-hmm. like, don't really do the credit card thing because you're going to overdraft, blah, blah, blah. But then like as you get older, you need to build credit and right. you do need to have credit cards and you just spend and pay them off. And it actually makes more sense to put everything on a credit card because you get points back and you start like doing that shit. But like it's the same thing about like moving the yardstick. It's like the rules are different once you get to a different stage. And
yeah, and you just can't – just don't spend what you don't have.
Right.
And that's when it gets out of control because like, yeah, like – it took me so long to actually trust myself with a credit card
because
I could not. I was just terrible with my finances.
Sure.
And luckily, I just stuck to that because my dad scared the shit out of me, and he was like, "You will be forever fucked if you just like have a credit card run away from you, especially when I was like 22 and like, spending it on fucking weed and like."
Yeah, and when you signed up for the credit card, it was because you wanted to get that like weed joke T-shirt.
Right.
Like, that's what happened to me.
I'm like, I got a You Promise coffee mug with this.
I was like, wait a minute, a Converse All-Star logo, but it's Converse All High Stars? It's like, didn't even make sense. I was like, sure. I'll get whatever you want.
Whatever you need.
I'll sign my soul away for that shirt.
Soul, like a shoe. All right. Herman Cain is back.
You're off the podcast.
I'm off the podcast and in the pocket.
Yeah. With that joke. Damn. Yeah. See, I mean, he's nimble.
It's that deep V, man.
Yeah. It's a deep V. The confidence is just emanating off of me. Trump picked Herman
Cain. Wait, I'm sorry. You put it in Miles terms. It overflow with your cup.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Overflow with your cup.
There you go. So the president has picked Herman Cain to run the Fed?
Yeah. The 999 tax plan guy and Godfather Pizza Lord.
Now, remind everybody, what is the 999 tax plan?
He was trying to basically, his whole thing was like, I'm simplifying the whole tax code and saying that it would just be a mix of flat taxes. So there'd be a 9% sales tax, national sales tax, 9% corporate income tax. Oh, wow, cool, 9%. And 9% individual income tax. To be like, yeah, and like we'll just make it real simple and we can keep it moving. But everyone's like, that disproportionately hurts like lower income people by being like, yeah.
Also, why should a person and a corporation be taxed the same amount? I mean, right. I know we keep trying to sell this whole they keep trying to sell the whole corporation as a person thing, and it's just like,
yeah, well, it's gotten us absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, he's the man with like those really cool, you know, futuristic ideas that basically only benefit the wealthy. So, you know, the thing that's a little bit freaky is because, you know, unlike the EPA, the Fed, like, I mean, not to say that the EPA isn't doing good work, but like the Fed is really one of those institutions that like has to remain independent because it's like the adult in the room being like, hi, we're the central bank. And like, we can't just fuck around. Like, we have to actually make sure we're doing what's right for the economy, not what's just good because people on Wall Street are crowing about something. And, you know, the thing is, the two biggest functions with the Fed are supervision and policy. So on one hand, they oversee like financial firms, like, you know, holding companies and chartered banks within the system. They also they're just the general supervisor of all of these banking institutions. So they have to make sure there's no bullshit happening, no fuckery, just, you know, supervisor. Great. Policy. Also, they also have to set monetary policy. With things that, you know, that have two main objectives, which are price stability and full employment. And like those are like their North Star that they are trying to follow. So, you know, and if we've also saw like with bailouts and things, they also can do emergency lending and things like that. So having people who like are not in touch with like, you know, the nuances of the economy or like aren't even economists in those positions is a fucking really bad thing.
But a guy who's not a politician is president, so it's like...
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. I mean, there's no, like, it's always been the same sort of type of, you know, just wonky economy nerds who, like, work at the Fed. And, like, they get it. And, like, the last person that he, Trump picked or nominated was this guy, Stephen Moore, who is, like, a total... He was like, I'm not really an economist, Stephen, like, admitted that. Right. And, you know, he was like held in contempt of court. He owed his like ex-wife like over $300,000 in like alimony and child support. This dude was just not, did not have it together. On John Oliver, they showed a clip of him just like making terrible jokes. He was just like not the kind of person that would instill confidence in someone running like the country's central bank. And he's just another person that Trump picked off TV and also wrote a book called Trumponomics and just was always just saying really making really glowing statements about Trump's economy.
I think what's interesting and like fucked up about this whole period in history is that like it's kind of like we didn't think we needed to say things or like have them in writing or in laws where it's like, oh, only a person who is an economist should be in charge of the central bank, you know, or hey, you can't appoint someone head of the EPA who doesn't believe in science or whatever, things like that.
Right.
Like we didn't think we had to write that down. Or like if you've been, if it's been confirmed that you've been accused of sexual assault and like it's on tape, you can't be president.
Right.
Like we didn't think we had to put in writing, you can't be this and also be this, because we were like, oh, well, everyone understands and respects the institution.
Right.
Yeah. And we were idiots because not everyone does.
Yeah. And now it's, we're like, having to like articulate common sense into laws, yeah, just like to help us be like, yeah, I guess we have to write a law that don't flirt with foreign governments in an election, right, or, you know, hire experts to run these very, very, yeah, important institutions. Anyway.
Next law we're passing, it's like, you can't be a murderer and also be our president.
Right.
They're, well, like, wait, what?
I mean, to Herman Cain's credit, he did have a position as director of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. But that is like just,
I mean, running, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's running the business side of things. Like running that, there was no policy work involved with that. And this is like, this is a position where you fucking need that kind of expertise, and it's just sort of going out the
Kansas
window.
Makes less money than like one suburb of Los Angeles. Yeah, I don't trust that guy with our money.
Well, I mean, it's a, you know, this is, at least it's better than Stephen Moore, who was just like, I don't really like it.
Is, although it, he, better than him?
I mean, I don't know. They're all fucking really frightening people either way when, right, you're not actually having someone, you know, because when you run the Federal Reserve and like setting interest rates and stuff like that, you have to kind of be like really serious about everything, and having like Herman Cain or this other dude out there is just not a good look. And when you see how the market responds just to comments from Trump, like having that from someone who runs the actual central bank could be even worse. Right. But this is also comes at a time when you have people like Jamie Dimon, who's like the head of JP Morgan Chase, being like, yeah, student debt is hurting the economy.
Right.
So it's like, so you want someone who's understanding we have these other things going on, these other factors in the economy that have to be considered, rather than Godfather Pizza.
Right. Yeah. I feel like we need,
I don't know, hold on a second. Let's hear more about this pizza.
Pepperoni theory.
I feel like we need things written down. And I also want somebody to start studying like what jobs lead, like what experience and what jobs lead to being good in other jobs. I, mm-hmm, feel like that's not studied enough. And so we give,
like, which skills are,
yeah, like, I've always thought it was weird that the fact that like hunky A-list actors turn out to be decent directors is weird, rather than like, right, really good actors. Like, and
I mean, wait, no, what are you talking about here?
Yeah, I'm like, who are you talking about?
Like Ben Affleck, Robert Redford. So it's like some Clint
Redford
Eastwood.
Is the
hottest. It's like people who like just know how to look good on camera, but aren't necessarily like, you know, actors.
Okay.
They kind of. So, like, that's just something I've always, like, an observation I made. But I'm sure somebody has, like, studied this for the head of the Fed or something like that and been like, this specific job leads very well into being,
yeah,
the, like, people who were point guards tend to be good basketball,
yeah,
coaches.
Right.
Like, so, things like that. Like, I feel like it's not.
And only a few,
enough,
like, former soccer players actually end up being good managers. It's,
right,
weird. Like, not many players actually fall into the role of manager that well in,
right,
soccer. And it's, like, usually, like, the nerds on the sideline who have just been, like, just like, oh, let me get in there and do what I got to do as a coach.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that Fed study did show that if you are involved with a successful franchise of pizza locations, then,
yeah, that makes you the best for leading the
Fed. For running the central bank.
No, but, like, I do wonder what he was doing on a day-to-day basis, like, as the head of the Kansas City, like, Fed.
It's
like,
just managing a business.
Because, right,
that's what he was in. Like, that's all he was doing when he was doing the pizza thing. Like, he can run businesses, but that's different than
economy. You guys aren't giving him enough credit, okay? If you could be a Papa John, you,
right,
could be,
yeah. Oh shit. Has anybody consulted
him?
Yeah.
Is that what he's thinking about?
It's only a matter of time.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's say a quick goodbye.
He could be America's papa.
Yeah. I mean, he's the papa in all of our hearts. Let's say a quick goodbye to Christian Nielsen.
You won't have to struggle with that name ever again.
Yeah.
Reichstag Barbie.
Reichstag Barbie. She's out of here. She had to resign.
She's gone.
I'm always like annoyed when Kristens try to like do a lot with their name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, you're a Kristen. Just live
right.
with it.
Well, stop she's trying to like, Kirsten.
Oh, yeah, it's Kirsten or no, it's Kristen with two C's and a three K's and a silent right. F. I'm like, you are all Kristens.
Right.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm going to get a lot of hate mail from
I mean,
Kristens.
In God's,
come at her.
In God's eyes, Kristens. We're all Kristens. So anyway.
When the lights are off, we're all Kristens.
No, but she's Danish, you know, because I think she's Danish or something.
I know, but
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I get it.
Come on.
Could you imagine she changed her name in college?
Yeah.
She was actually Kristen. She's like, I'm actually Kirsten now. Well, so on the weekend, she had a meeting with Trump that she thought was going to clear the air or like they were going to find a way forward because they have just been butting heads apparently because despite all the terrible shit she does, she would tell the president like just basic stuff like, oh, yeah, the what you're asking is illegal.
Right.
And then that just came to a head and like 30 minutes into this interview, he's like, yeah, I need you out of here. So I need that resignation.
Yeah.
And so she came out and was like, OK, so I'm resigning. And the look on her face, she looked like she was at peace.
Right.
She was like, yeah, and I got to thank the president, but Wednesday will be my last day, and I'm just transitioning out. Right. So,
just oh, so
yeah, she was already in the Bahamas in her mind.
Right. Yeah.
She was like, this is the best decision I've ever fucking made.
And, you know, like, when you sort of, like, see what their relationship was, it just seemed like what is the freakiest shit is that apparently she just wasn't fucking cruel enough for
yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
Because he would call her. This is, like, in the New York Times, I think. This is a quote from that. The president berated Ms. Nielsen regularly, calling her at home early in the mornings to demand that she take action to stop migrants from entering the country, including doing things that were clearly illegal, like blocking all migrants from seeking asylum. She repeatedly noted that limitations imposed on her department by federal laws, court settlements, and international obligations.
Obligations. Right.
So now, you know, Stephen Miller, I think he's going to get his shot to just stack this thing with like xenophobe mutant, just supervillains to run DHS. Because it looks like even also the head of the Secret Service also got the boot.
Yeah.
And it's like, and people are starting to suspect, oh, you're really just taking everybody out of DHS who's actually saying things like, oh, yeah, that's illegal. And just trying to replace it with just the grossest type of sycophant yes people who are like, whatever you want. Doesn't matter how vile it is.
Do people think that the Secret Service director getting booted has something to do with the Mar-a-Lago, like, security concerns? I mean, that was at least my first thought, but, Miles, you're saying that that is
well,
not the case?
I mean, it depends on, you know, it's in the reporting a source at the Secret Service saying it wasn't
fake
connected.
News.
Yeah, right. That it wasn't having to do with the Mar-a-Lago incident, but as they describe it, a near systematic purge happening at what is the second largest national security agency. And because I think Stephen Miller is now leading border policies, it's like he has to get people in DHS to act out his vile plan, whatever that's going to be. And it can't just be people who like know the law because
right.
what they're trying to do is illegal. But anyway, worry not for Reichstag Barbie because your legacy will remain because there are tens of thousands of children who are still separated from their families. And based on like a optimistic estimate, it would probably take around 2 years to fully identify and reunify a lot of these kids, like to get everybody off that list.
That is so fucked up.
So, I mean, honestly, you know, I joke that like she was at peace, but I hope she never fucking finds any kind of peace.
And, yeah.
You know, I hope you're treated like the fucking pariah that you are.
Yeah.
You know, because this is like, you could have fucking resigned a long time ago, but guess what? You're the face of this policy and you can run away now, but the damage has been done. And just to underline another thing, when you think about all the cabinet positions that are vacant right now, there's currently just an acting DHS secretary, an acting defense secretary, an acting interior secretary, an acting White House chief of staff, an acting United Nations ambassador, and an acting Food and Drug Administration commissioner. And these are, like, he's still
so
yet
bad.
To actually put those people in there.
Like he hasn't even done it yet? It's not like people.
There are certain positions that haven't been filled since he came into office.
Yeah, I've read about that. That's yeah. like a
amazing.
Huge number
Which
of positions.
Which is wild. And they say even with DHS or DOD, it's been 2 months where that position has been vacant. And it hasn't been like that. Like the last time there was a vacancy that long was like 70 years ago.
Yeah.
So
no adults home.
Yeah, no adults. And then also when you look at DHS, there's no secretary, as I said. There's no deputy secretary. There's no Secret Service chief. There's no head of FEMA. There's no head of ICE. There's no head of science and technology. There's just like, just it's a full-on ghost town.
Literally no one's home.
Yeah, I guess the only thing we can rely on are the courts to actually interpret the laws and, you know, actually
strike
make decisions.
Down some stuff.
Yeah.
Because although I know they've been packed. That is the one thing he's gotten busy doing. He and the Republicans have gotten busy doing is
right.
getting super uber conservative judges confirmed. Yeah, I guess they did rule that just keeping everybody in Mexico was not legal.
No. Well, because he's just trying to basically end the asylum program, like by just, you know, pulling up the ladder. And because he quite literally over the weekend was like, sorry, no room. There's no more
right.
room.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. And we've talked before on the Daily Zeitgeist about the Dunning-Kruger effect.
What's that?
It's the...
The Daily Zeitgeist.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a podcast that you and I host.
oh, shit. Yeah. Is that live?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
That's where all those
put your pants on.
People on
Twitter.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. You're speaking into a microphone right now.
People can see you.
No, they can't. Not when I have these glasses on. Oh, Jack said so.
Sophia, we have to explain something about podcasts.
Wait,
to you,
what?
Unfortunately, yeah.
There's
that's
a
not
lot
a camera.
Happening. You host a podcast.
Right.
I don't know what a podcast is.
Other than something's the one going. That you host.
No, I don't know about it.
Anyways, okay. Dunning-Kruger effect is when it's basically the people who are not good at something, they don't know how much they don't know, and so they think they're better at it than they actually are.
So SoundCloud rappers and open mic comedians.
Right. And people who are good at something are fully aware of what they don't know, and so they're a little bit, at least they're harder on themselves when it comes to comparing themselves with the average person.
Because that's me, like, imposter syndrome.
Yep, right. Yep.
So I think we've tended to talk about it when it comes to intelligence, like, you know, people, I don't know, for some reason, the first season of Jersey Shore always pops into my head as like a thing where the people.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
The first season. Oh my God, he does have trashy watches. Oh, yeah.
Well, he like grew up over there, though.
Wow. You said that with such disgust.
No, I mean, like, emphatically, because I remember, like, when you're like, yeah, like, I
go to the shore.
The family, we go to the shore. And I was like, for real? Because he's so not that shit. No. That's why I'm like, always like, are you for real?
He's not been doing any tanning or laundry or gym or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, guys. Shit. Okay.
That's a Laundry Day shirt.
All right. So when you're making that graphic of Jack, make him a Jersey Shore type bro.
Yeah. Yes, along please. With everything.
Wow.
Very tan.
V tan.
You actually get a good tan, though. So. I believe that.
Hey, man, that means a lot to me.
You're right.
But anyways, just I think we tended to cover it from the standpoint of like dumb people thinking they're smart. And
sure.
there's
that's how Crash won that Academy Award. Is. Right. It's like a dumb movie for dumb people who think they're smart.
It's a dumb person's idea of a smart movie.
Yeah, yeah. And then they congratulate themselves on it. They're like, we really got it.
They're like, did you like it? They're like, I so get it.
Yeah, right. I'm like, what's to get? It's terrible.
The way Matt Dillon was like that white savior to that woman of color. I mean,
what about Sandra Bullock and her best friend housekeeper? Everything about that movie is so cringe.
Oh, I know.
I could just die.
But so there's a kind of been some more nuanced studies that look at the things that people tend to be overconfident about and underconfident about.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And it kind of fucked with me.
So I can't wait for this list.
The things that we tend to be overconfident about. Having interesting conversations. We think we're more interesting in conversation than we are.
I mean, who'd have thought we talk into these fucking microphones in a podcast? Fuck.
We think we're better at getting an animal to like us.
Shit. Oh, that's me.
Okay, your dog Ace was just in my lap. Again, rejected.
Right.
He loves me.
Did you put any lotion on him today?
No.
Okay, because that's what I've noticed. My dog like will go up and start licking people when they have lotion on.
Oh,
and we're just like, oh, he loves you.
No, it's called
skin sauce, flavor sauce.
Flavor sauce.
He just loves me for me.
And just my energy. Like, I just vibe really well with animals. I don't know what it is.
You know how I am.
Avoiding falling for a fraud makes sense.
I'm very gullible.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. My husband is like, stop almost writing checks to people who come soliciting at the door. I'm like, I don't know. They're in a program. He's like, they're not in a program.
Right.
It's I'm like, oh, but it
they
seems
sold me
like
this cleaning
really
liquid.
He's like, stop it. No,
no, but it's first of its kind on the market. You don't understand.
It's Trader Joe's bottled
products.
Water.
It's people selling me a sob story. I want to support this little league team. He's like, there is no little league team. This person is 17.
Right.
Winning a game of trivia. This is.
That's me.
Yeah. Like all of these so far, I've been like, but this one doesn't apply to me because I'm super aware of how bad I am at all these. And maybe not. Maybe I'm worse than I thought.
You're kissing?
Kissing, driving, using a computer, being a reliable friend, and controlling your emotions when it's useful to do so.
Okay, way to subtweet me.
Damn. Damn. Which one are you? What are you overconfident about?
Two, probably.
Being a reliable friend?
I mean, like, you know, I think we all are. Like, I think I'm a pretty good friend, and I bet you a lot of people are like, she is a good friend, but I think I also probably fuck up more often than I register because I just remember about what a good friend I am.
Self-preservation.
Right, because when you fuck up in terms of being a friend, it's usually because you're not even, like, thinking about the thing.
Exactly.
And so, like, a lot of these come down to, like, availability bias, I think is what they call it. Daniel Kahneman's book, Thinking Fast and Slow, where they talk about, like, how we get things wrong because we overestimate the thing that is immediately available to us. So, like, when it comes to winning a game of trivia, it's like you just think of all the trivia you know, and you're like, oh, I'm going to fucking crush this.
Right.
You can't think of the trivia you don't know. So you're not going to be, like, good at thinking of all the answers you're going to get wrong. And, like, with being a reliable friend, the thing that we're going to remember is, like, that time we went out of our way.
We came through for somebody. Right. Yeah,
when
exactly.
we were the
That's
hero
why.
Of our own narrative and their narrative, and less the time when you just didn't really think about it, but you kind of fucked over your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now here's the stuff that people tend to be underconfident about, which is some of these are don't make you feel as good as you might have hoped. So recovering from the death of a loved one, where apparently like we think it's going to hurt us more than we're just just move the fuck on. I don't know if that's what they're saying.
Welcome to the Jack O'Brien School of Grieving. Right. Hey, step one, move the fuck on.
How
is it that you can make something bad sound
I know,
good
right.
and something
exactly.
good sound bad? What are yeah. you doing?
Or how do you flex the other way? Like, yo, I'm sick at getting over a loved one's death.
Yeah, right. I'm like, bow so
over
weird.
That shit.
But yeah, I don't know.
The, oh, is it more
again,
that
least... these are all ones that I'm like, no, but I would be terrible at that. So it just proves like that these are things I'm probably wrong about in the same way as I'm wrong about the things.
So
I'm
you're
over...
sick at getting over the death of a loved one.
No, I think that I'd be really bad at
challenge
it.
Accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Watch out, Jack's wife.
Worse
Look
than most.
Look who's in your back seat.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
She literally listens to this podcast in her car. Oh. So
don't turn around, sorry. Jack's wife.
Don't turn around.
Because you're going to see me behind you.
We think that we're going to be worse than most at riding a unicycle. Which is a weird fact.
How many people did they test who have then ridden a unicycle?
And been like, oh, this shit is easy.
Oh, I got this. Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't trust this study anymore.
We think there's a lot of weird ones on here. We think we're worse than we are at predicting which sports team will win, which seems like there's a whole gambling industry that says otherwise. Right. But.
It was that easy.
Yeah. Playing soccer is an interesting one.
Why is that one? What's this? The fuck? So
what
specific.
Are they asking people? This is so weird.
It is so weird. Painting a portrait, but like by the.
Painting
with
a
the specificity,
portrait?
It seems like it indicates, and maybe this is their whole editorial strategy, but by making it specific, you're like, huh, maybe they did like really specific studies.
Maybe they made everybody do each one of the things and then they killed a loved one.
That's
to make
right.
sure.
Or did they just list things, right? Well, or like the people wrote these in or something.
Yeah.
Or like that seems like an American would be like, dude, I'm probably not good at playing soccer.
Right, right. Yeah, no, for sure. That probably is.
Because like you'd have an ego, right? If you were like trying to be like things I can feel good about saying I'm not good at, it's like, I don't know if I'd be good at like getting over someone's death. I don't know if I'd be good at driving a race car. Of course, I'm just a regular person. I don't know if I'd be good at painting a portrait. And another one, making $1 billion.
Yeah, that one makes no sense.
But how do they figure out kissing? Do they ask everybody you kiss if you're good or not?
Or they're like, what are you good at?
I bet there is a study that's like how you rate yourself as a kisser and then how people who have kissed you rate you as a kisser.
Damn.
But how do they find everybody you've kissed?
Well, most of these sorts of studies that are like self-reported, probably full of shit studies are like, done on kids in college, basically, because that's who's available to academics. So the kissing one probably would be easier than getting over the loved one or the death of a loved one. I don't know how you study that.
Yeah.
It's getting real weird.
But we're bad at playing soccer.
Painting a portrait, though, guys, go out and try it. Apparently you will be better at that than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sophia, it has been a pleasure having you on Dear Daily Zeitgeist today. Where can people find you?
I am the Sophia on Twitter and Instagram, THESOFIYA. Find me. Let's talk about trash TV together.
There you go.
You guys' beloved TV show, what's it called?
90 Day Fiancé.
But that shit, you know,
when
is
the
government
that?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
The government shut down, fucked things up.
Yeah, if you think we haven't not been Googling when is it back, like every day, you're
mistaken.
I was in a meeting with an executive at a streaming company, and they were
you don't need to flex on us.
And they were saying, like, see, we have access to all this, like, amazing data that, like, nobody knows about, like, who would know that 90 Day Fiancé is, like, secretly incredibly popular?
I would know.
I was like,
Two people yeah. I talk to all the time know that.
Yo, did you know? I just Googled 90 Day Fiancé. No, do you know what is happening? There's going to be a spinoff show, The Family Chantel. With Chantel and Pedro, they're getting their own motherfucking spinoff series.
Wow, this is huge. I love Chantel and Pedro. They're, first of all, very good looking.
Huge news for three of us.
Yes.
But wow, bring the mess on.
I'm wow. so excited.
Because, yo, her brother fought him at a dinner.
It was fucking
And then her,
nuts.
His sister got involved. Jack, woo, boy.
Also, the way she makes, like, angry eyes, I am in love with.
And her family's kind of whack. They are, like, crazy. They are, like, they got that weird American xenophobia shit going on where they're like, I don't know. I don't know if we can trust them because they're from the Dominican Republic.
Totally.
Anyway, bit of news, breaking news.
I'm very
excited. You heard it here first.
Right. Is there a tweet you've been enjoying, Sophia?
I just placed an order at the restaurant for all four people in my party who are running late and not here yet. The waitress brought me one set of utensils without batting an eye, and I'm going to tip her $1 million. Chelsea Devantes, who I love. Follow her.
Miles, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. A tweet I like is a little bit of a quote tweet. It's Mamadou Ndiaye. Stand-up comedian. And it is an article from NME that says Machine Gun Kelly and G-Eazy call truce after Eminem's intervention, quote unquote. And he says, finally, I can walk the streets again. Y'all both do the same.
That's delightful.
I think a lot of people were worried about
how
that would boil over eventually.
I mean, that's why I'm laughing. I was on the edge of my seat waiting to see if Eminem would intervene.
Yeah, the OG for all the white rappers, right. You know, the shot caller. So shout out to you, Marshall.
A couple tweets I've been enjoying. Megan Amram tweeted, I wish they took your photo on emotional roller coasters too. And birds rights activist at Pro Birds Rights, who hosts a very funny podcast on this network called Creature Feature. She tweeted, why birds decide to go from being big dinosaurs to small puff, you ask, to fit inside Doritos bag. I love that Twitter account. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on.
This is from, I believe, a band, or maybe one person, called Infinite Bisous, like kisses in French.
Bisous.
Isn't that how you pronounce French? Anyway, this is from Infinite Bisous, and the track is called Soulmate. And, you know, just like off your joke, S-O-L-E.
Oh, nice. Like so shoe. It's like about somebody who met somebody while buying the same pair of shoes, and then they kissed forever. It just...
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
And you've created a whole story.
What a great romantic comedy I just wrote in my head. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Lately, I've been alone. Something tells me maybe another friend won't be so
something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.